Mournful Melpomene, assist my quill, that I may pensively now make my will. Guide thou my hand to write Anne's answers to indite. Our lady's last good night, oh, pity me. I that was nobly born hither am sent, like to a wretch forlorn here to lament. In this most strange exile here to remain a while, till heaven be pleased to smile and send for me. My friends cannot come nigh me in this place, nor bear me company, such is my case. Poor I am left alone, but few regard my moan. All my delights are gone, heaven succor me. Each day with cares and fears I am perplexed. My drink is brinish tears with sorrow mixed. When others soundly sleep, I sadly sob and weep. Oppressed with dangers deep, Lord, comfort me. When England flourished, my parents dear tenderly nourished me many a year. I was advanced on high in place of dignity. In golden bravery they decked me. My garments dressed with pearl richly approved. Never was English girl better beloved. Old and young, great and small, waited upon my call. I had the love of all that did know me. But from my former state I am called back. Through destiny and fate all goes to rack. Fortune did lately frown and caught me by the crown. So pulled me headlong down, oh woe is me. My dear friends are decayed, which loved me best. Never was harmless maid so much distressed. My father, he is dead, my mother banished. All joys are from me fled, heaven comfort me. How well are they at ease and sweetly blessed, that may go when they please and when they list, to see their parents kind as nature doth them bind. Such joys I cannot find, all woe is me. All earthly helps are gone, I will and must, only in God alone put my whole trust. O blessed Trinity, one God and persons three, release my misery and comfort me. No creature on the earth can ease my grief, until such time as death yield me relief. A coffin and a grave is that which I would have. Sweet Christ, my soul, receive and succor me. My enemies that be both great and small, good Lord, I pray to thee, forgive them all. May England flourish brave when I am laid in grave. So thus I take my leave, Christ calls for me. I have in heaven above a place prepared. Never shall I remove from thence afterward. Go toll my passing bell, whilst angels ring my knell. So vain world now, farewell, Christ sends for me. When she these words had said with cheerful heart, the noble-minded maid then did depart. No doubt her soul's at rest with them whom God hath blessed. The last words she expressed was, Christ calls for me.